Could I possibly ask you a question, Minister, about the unfairness of cuts to public services? As you well know, local government have managed, in Sheffield, for example, we have cut over £140 million out of our budget over the last 2 years. Could you explain in very simple terms why over the last 2 years we have had a grant cut of about £140 per head in Sheffield, whereas wealthy areas in the south have seen cuts of a few pounds per head?
Yeah, I can.
Richmond upon Thames, for example, was £30 per head.
I can absolutely explain it. The answer is that they don't get much money in the first place. So if you're cutting as a percentage of the total, your percentages of spending power, this is the measure of how much money you have to spend overall. If a council gets very little money from central government because it raises more of the money locally, then their reduction, even if we cut the same percentage for them, is less simply because they get less in the first place. But local councils,
Sorry, Minister, what we're not asking you to is actually cut Richmond upon Thames much, much more.
But here's
I'm
the
asking
difference.
You to cut Sheffield much less. Because can I just say that what you're telling me is that the reason wealthy areas raise more of their funding via council tax is because more of their residents live in much more expensive houses, which means they pay higher council tax. So are you really saying that if we had more wealthy people living in mansions in Sheffield, that we would have seen a lower cut to our budget?
Well, no, what I'm saying is this, because I was involved in the spending review. As I say, a massive problem was the country spending far more money than it's got. Council spend a lot of that cash, and something needed to be done, otherwise we'd go bust. That's the big picture. I was involved in the way that council reductions in money from central government were arranged, and what we did was made certain that that money was that it was done properly, ensuring that areas which are the most vulnerable didn't receive anything more than an 8.8% reduction in their spending power overall. So there was an absolute cap on it. The fact of the matter is that if you go to some wealthy area that you're talking about, they just don't get much money from government in the first place. So if you cut the same percentage, the numbers turn out to be smaller simply because they don't get the money in the first place. You can't cut money that isn't there, if you see what I mean.